I mean, one of the myths that you talked about, I suppose, in your series that, you know, was used to perpetuate English identity was St. George actually being from the Middle East originally. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that previously, but do you think that is kind of one of the English people's defining characteristics, how we take things from other countries and pass them off as our own?
Yes, it often is. I mean, you have to say with St. George that everyone wanted a piece of the action there. So many countries all over Asia and Europe took St. George as a patron because he's a macho kind of guy and he's also a saint. And that was very useful for peoples, particularly those indulging in wars with other peoples. You want a soldier on your side. Previously, there had been others, Sergius and Bacchus, for instance, Sebastian. But George stuck with us. It stuck with various other peoples, Greece, for instance. So I don't think it's unique for us, but we're rather good at it because we have been very varied over the last 150, 200 years.